Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, first for a wee while, and with a question, a conundrum, but it's a question and a conundrum that some people might think isn't worth asking. I think it is. How do you protect Gaddafi supporters? In the event of Colonel Gaddafi falling under a cruise missile, his regime will likely fall apart. In that event, and if the country doesn't fall apart at the same time, it's likely the rebels would take over. And in that event, those who've stood by Gaddafi may find themselves in a spot of bother. A spot of bother of the being hunted down and killed type. So given that the massed ranks of the United Nations have committed themselves to protecting civilians, how would they prevent this? Indeed, what's the level of planning to prevent such a slaughter? Well, as far as I can tell, the answers are they couldn't prevent it, nor do they have a plan to try and prevent it. Speaking to officials involved in planning for the aftermath of Gaddafi's 40 years in power, I could only glean that the rebels' National Transitional Council, the NTC, is giving assurances they will not be seeking revenge. It may well be that the affable NTC leader, Mustafa Jalil, will not be shooting people in the back of their head. But what about the relatives of the tens of thousands of victims of the Gaddafi years? What about the tribal differences, the power plays, the blood feud endemic in the region? And what about the rebel fighters who've seen so many of their friends die on the Benghazi to Brega road? Well, the British now lead a six-nation international stabilisation response team. This is good news. At least there's planning for the day after, even if there's few signs that the day after is going to be any time this summer. The bad news is that the team comprises just 15 people, and it can't go to Tripoli. In consultation with the NTC, they are planning for post-Gaddafi politics and social services. What they appear not to be planning for is protecting the civilians who currently support Gaddafi. But as I said, I don't see the day after coming tomorrow, although the pressure is clearly on Gaddafi. It's been ratcheted up recently, what with daylight raids on Tripoli and the use of Apache helicopters. But you know, on June the 6th, Gaddafi's forces shelled the eastern town of Ajdabiya. The following day, the colonel went on television to say, "I'm still here, I'm not leaving, and I'm not negotiating." He will, though, unless he falls under that cruise missile. Eventually, a big if he hasn't lost, then he'll negotiate the de facto partition of the country, which took place almost 4 months ago. Eastern Libya, Cyrenaica, Western Libya, Tripolitania, just as it was many moons ago. In fact, just as it was when the Greeks were there, and when the Romans were there, and when the Ottoman Empire was there. And so it might be in the future. On the military front, the only one that really matters, there is stalemate in the east. There's stalemate, more or less, in Misurata. And the rebels of the Western Mountains, well, they haven't actually captured anything which would allow them to march on the capital. Besides, the Western Mountains are Berber. It's a mistake to see them as an integral part of the rebel movement. They've always been against Gaddafi. In fact, as non-Arabs, they've always been against pretty much any Arab who came along and pushed them up into the mountains. These days, though, it's better to call the Berbers Imazigians. Now, this may sound like a migraine treatment, but it's what they call themselves. Berber is from the Greek for barbarian, whereas Imazigian can translate as free men, which doesn't have quite the same connotation as barbarian. I digress. Back to the military. Of 28 NATO countries, 8 are flying missions. Norway says it's done its 3-month stint, which NATO first signed up to, and so they're now flying home. Mission fatigue, anyone? Sweden, a non-NATO participant, says it's scaling down from 8 fighter jets to 5 and switching them to reconnaissance. Take that, Gaddafi. Bang on. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.